how's it going? Welcome back to the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. My name is Nat, and I am back. I'm here for you three times a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, to cheer you up, to give you those keys to the door that will unlock your happiness. And I've got to say, I'm very happy right now. Just got back from an extended vacation with the family, traveled to all over the place. It was fantastic. And I recommend that you take a break from your life and enjoy yourself if you get a chance. Hey, if this is your first time here, welcome to the podcast. I hope you enjoy it. I'm glad you found the show. If you like it, share it out there. Let's get more people listening. We're up to over 500,000 subscribers and listeners, and let's get it to 1,000,000. Come on, let's go. Share the show. I have a new book. I'm sure you've heard about it if you've heard the show before. If not, it is called The Positive Perspective. It is available on Amazon. You can search The Positive Perspective on Amazon or go to BePositivePodcast.com. There's a pop-up that pops up. It'll take you to Amazon or directly to a page to get a personalized copy from me. You can do that as well. While I was gone, a lot of you were talking to me over the text line, and I love hearing from you and responding, and I hope I got back to everybody. The text number is 304-506-3332. And I love reading all your comments and your suggestions for the shows. Keep them coming. I love it. I love it. Also, if you've got something that you think other people would like to listen to or could benefit from your story, send it over to bepositivepodcast.com/yourstory. I got quite a few while I was on vacation, and I promise I will get to them over the course of the next few weeks, over the next few shows. But if you do send me a story, I'll give you a shout-out, just like Colin from Scotland, listening on Stitcher, and Todd, listening on Spotify in Australia. And we have Sean, who signed up for a free book. There is that free book contest going on until August 29th. And Rochelle on iTunes, Frank listening on Pandora, and Lexi listening on Apple Music. I appreciate everybody listening to the show and taking the time to let me know. All right. Something I haven't been doing a lot lately is doing the thought for the day, but I'm going to get back to doing that as often as I remember. And the thought for today is learn to enjoy your life. If you're not enjoying your life, I say this all the time, if you're not enjoying your life, you're doing it wrong. You are. It's your life. Make it what you want. Enjoy it. Be happy. All right. And you take the every step you can and do the things that make you happy. Stop doing shit that doesn't make you happy. I gave that up a long time ago, and I'm a happier person because of it. Okay, today's show, I was going to get to some of the letters, but I'm going to save that for the next show. But today, I just wanted to talk about the way I feel after my vacation. But the title and the concept of this show is the importance of knowing how to be happy. So many people tell me, well, you're happy because your life is great and stuff like that. And I can't be happy because of this and this and this, or this is wrong. And they don't know how to be happy, or they don't know how to stop themselves from having anxiety, or they say they can't be happy. And you know what I say about that? If you say you can't, you can't. You're absolutely right. You have to believe in yourself, first of all. And that sometimes it's harder for people to believe in themselves because of the way they were raised, because maybe they were never praised or never got any good positive influences in their life. But that can change if you want to change it. There's countless stories of celebrities and athletes and musicians and artists who overcame poverty or depression or anxiety or bad parenting or abuse, whatever it is, they overcame it because they wanted to, and they started doing what makes them happy. Then your life changes. Your whole perspective on life changes when you know how to be happy, when you know what makes you happy. Many times I get people that write me and text me and say, I don't know what makes me happy. I don't know what I want to do. Nothing makes me happy. I can't find anything that makes me happy. So I usually text back, well, what could you do all day long if money were no object? What would you want to do? And half the time people respond. And usually half the time I don't hear from them again. They're stopped in their tracks because they're like, I don't know what I would do. So for those of you who have texted me or emailed me that and haven't responded, I hope you figured out what it is that makes you happy. And if you haven't, here's a little tip. do more stuff. It sounds pretty simple, right? If you haven't found something in your life that makes you happy, I have several things that make me happy in my life, so I do them as often as I can. But if you have not figured out in life what makes you happy, do more stuff. Do more things that you haven't been doing. Step outside of your comfort zone, which, as we know, is very uncomfortable to step outside, to step into that river of change, so to speak. It's difficult because it's uncomfortable, and your subconscious goes, hey, cut that out. Get back to what we're used to. I don't want to experience something. I don't know what it is. I have all the answers I want. And you get uncomfortable. When you get past that uncomfort zone, when you realize that the fear that you have for doing something, anything that you're afraid of, is self-manifested. You're creating that fear yourself. Because you can't have a fear of something you haven't done because you don't know the outcome. You don't know how it's going to respond. You don't know how you're going to react. You don't know what it's going to feel like because you haven't done it yet. So what are you afraid of it for if you haven't even done it yet? You don't even know if it's good or bad or how it's going to change your life. You know that you don't know the outcome, and that's difficult for many people to deal with. If they can't say, well, if I do this, I'll be in this position, or this will happen in my life, or I'll have this much money, or I'll have this if I do this, right? And if it's unpredictable and you can't foresee the future, it's very difficult for people to actually let go of that self-created fear and step into it. Go for it. Do it. And if you fail, then you know. You failed at that. Maybe try something different. Maybe try it again. Maybe try a different way to approach something. But the importance of knowing how to be happy and to understand what it is that you love to do. What is it? And it's, for me, it's playing my music, spending time with my family, remodeling my house, working on computers. I love my job. But if something is keeping me from happiness and something doesn't make me happy, then first, I try to figure out why am I not happy in this situation. And chances are it's maybe something that I'm thinking or a perspective that I have on the situation. And I change my perspective and I can change my happiness. I turn it to a positive perspective and I can have my happiness. Because I just want to be happy. And if I got to do something, well, let's be happy doing it. Why not? The alternative is being pissed off doing it. And is that even fun? No, because it festers. And you just end up not being happier, less happy, okay? So why not make something that's not enjoyable, enjoyable, just by the way you think about it, the way you approach it. Don't look at it like you're being forced to do something. Look at it as a challenge. Look at it as try to figure out a better way to do something. Think about what you're bringing to the situation. And make yourself happy. Be happy. It's all in your thoughts. It's all in your perspective. So the importance of knowing how to be happy, it's I know what makes me happy, and I learn new things that make me happy here and there. But if you're not happy, and you can't say, I can say playing drums makes me happy. Doing this podcast makes me happy. Going on vacation with my family makes me happy. I know what makes me happy. My job makes me happy. Not a lot of people can say that. But the importance of knowing how to be happy and how to make yourself happy and how to actually turn things that because everything is a choice of how you respond or react to any situation. You have the choice of how you respond or react. And if you respond in a way that makes you unhappy, I don't think that's right. I don't think you're doing it right. So if you're unhappy in life, you're not doing it right. I say it all the time. And maybe I should put a shirt on, make a shirt like that. So I hope you could figure out what makes you happy. Think about what makes you happy. I want to hear what makes you happy. Send it to the text line 304-506-3332 or hit the website or email me. I want to know if you have figured out what makes you happy. All right? That's it. Thanks for sticking around and coming back after my vacation. Everybody needs a break. If you need one, take one. Learn to enjoy your life. Figure out how to be happy. Hit the text line. Hit the website. Let me know what you're thinking. All the your stories and stuff will be coming in the upcoming shows. Thank you for listening and keeping in touch. My name is Nat. This has been the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. I think we can all do a little bit better. I will talk to you later.